Avalanche Hockey with the voice of the Avs, Connor McGehee, on the team.
8:43 and with us right now, radio voice of the Avalanche, Connor McGehee. Connor, good morning. How you doing, my friend?
Doing okay, Jimmy. I've returned to the land of the lost. I feel like Charlton Heston in the Land of the Apes. I didn't recognize the planet that I returned to, being gone so long.
Did you happen to see Marshall Well and Holly, by the way, since we're mixing Land of the Lost reference there? I know we're mixing Planet of the Apes and Land of the Lost, and they're not the same.
I was just trying to do all the you know, the 60s dystopian references, but life is shockingly the same when I return from distant parts unknown.
Well, hopefully you didn't encounter either apes or sleestacks, you know, on your journeys. Hopefully that didn't happen.
Well, I mean, there's a very known sleestack colony in and around Edmonton that we had to avoid.
Well, that's good. But you know what, though? They always had those little, really crappy little crossbows that never shot more than about 3 feet. So,
right,
kind of like the zombies in Walking Dead. You just have to run fast enough. I mean, they're not going to catch you, and they weren't going to hit you with those little crossbows. So you're safe. You're okay.
We're okay. Even I can escape the sleestack.
I'm glad to hear that. I think I could probably escape one too.
You're in good shape. Don't worry.
I appreciate that. I guess now that we're through with the grabassery on the program this morning and having
fun. It's the best part of the whole interview. No one cares about anything else.
I think so too. I think it's the best part as well. I could do this all day with you, man. But but we do have to talk some actual Avalanche news, and fortunately I have to change the tone here to a sad story with Chris Simon passing away at the age of 52. I remember we had Chris Simon on our program years and years and years ago when he's playing for the Avalanche. And I think we talked fishing with him that day and some other stuff. But some really sad news for longtime Avalanche fans that Chris Simon passing away.
Well, and you know what he did with his day with the Cup is he took it fishing, of course. And he loved it. I mean, he only played for the Avalanche 1 year, but they won the Cup. And like I posted yesterday, I said he was part of the team that made me fall in love with the game. And I'm sure that's the case for so many other people around this state, around this region. Chris Simon was identifiable for so many reasons. I mean, he's so big, the hair out of the back. And the amount of people in the league at that time who could take on a Bob Probert or a Ty Domi. We were watching the Domi-Simon fight from McNichols Arena before the game in St. Louis last night. And you just, tough as nails is Chris Simon. But he also had a scoring touch. I mean, he led the Washington Capitals and Colts 1 year with 29. So he was a heck of a hockey player. But his family releasing a statement this morning saying that CTE did, they strongly believe that it had a strong effect on him. And an unfortunate end, just like Derek Bugard, Wade Bielak, Steve Montador, and we mentioned Probert too, most likely. All those guys are in the same boat, something that we've seen over the years that is the dark side of the game that we love a lot. And it breaks my heart to know, and it's not just Chris Simon, but anybody who is at that point in their life where they're in such despair that is the only option, is so sad. So I've said this a couple times in the last 24 hours or so. Don't be afraid to reach out. And on the flip side, check in on your friends and family and people too, because that could go a long way. So Chris Simon was just a force in this league for over a decade, a part of the Eric Lindros trade and a part of Avalanche history. And it's a sad day for all of us.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you're spot on with reaching out to those you feel like are struggling mentally. And Buckeye Boy just went through the Chris Simon trade, Eric Lindros, and that trade, and what a big impact he had on the Avalanche and other teams as well in regard to winning the Stanley Cups that they won previously. Connor McGehee joining us today on the program. This current edition of the Avalanche, they're looking to get back to win another Stanley Cup and another big win for the Avalanche on the road, St. Louis, and after, of course, the job they did up north of the border going to Calgary, coming from behind to win, Vancouver down 3-0 in the second period, coming back to win, the win against Edmonton, which I know Nathan MacKinnon said that one had meant a little bit more to Mac and the Avalanche because of facing the Oilers and Connor McDavid and that team and that caliber of competition. Then they beat the Blues last night. This is 7 straight wins for the Avalanche, Connor, and they're on a roll right now.
Yeah, and the 23 come from behind victories now, most in the NHL, most in franchise history in a single season. When they won the Cup in 21-22 and in 2000-2001, they also had 22 come from behind victories. So that's just been, you know, to quote Tim Allen from Galaxy Quest, never give up, never surrender, and that is exactly what the Avalanche I have done for most of the year, and the new acquisitions have contributed. The old acquisitions, Val Nichushkin, we'll call him that. I mean, the Avalanche are 31-9 and something with him in the lineup. He's just is such a difference maker. Arturi Lehkonen, the same thing. So the team is now on the ice for the most part the way that it's supposed to be set up on paper, and nobody has disappointed. Existing roster, new additions, and the power play has come to life. They have 11 power play goals their last 11 games, 60 now in the season. That's the most power play goals in the National Hockey League, and so special teams has helped fuel the 7-game win streak as well. The Avalanche haven't allowed a power play goal since the trade deadline. So the new acquisitions have helped the penalty kill unit out tremendously, which is saying a lot considering you went up against Vancouver, one of the other highest scoring teams in the NHL. Same with the Edmonton Oilers when you keep Connor McDavid off the score sheet, Leon Draisaitl. So it's not winning against Anaheim and San Jose. It's beaten some of the big boys in tough places to play. And there's a lot to hang your hat on right now for the Colorado Avalanche.
And Mikko Rantanen with a hat trick last night, the 7th of his career. And he's got 37 goals this season. He got 14 points in the last 6 games for the Moose. I mean, he has just been, like the rest of the Avalanche, he's been on fire.
Yeah, he has. And now, I mean, you're talking about 35-plus goals. The first goal last night was number 35. So now you're mentioned in with Peter Stastny, Michel Goulet, Nathan MacKinnon is consecutive seasons with 35 plus. That's now 3 for him. Joe Sakic never did that. This is what Mikko Rantanen has become. And I know he had his 11 game point streak snapped in Edmonton in that tough game, but he's right back in the saddle. And apparently, the Avalanche love to score hat tricks at Enterprise Center. You think of the Nazem Kadri. Won in the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs, and of course Mikko last night. But the Avs have won 5 straight in St. Louis now, first time they've done that in 22 years. And so it was a tougher game, and St. Louis played great, but Mikko Rantanen helped will the Avs to victory. As some of the Blues people told us afterwards, they said, you know, as good as we played, great teams find a way to win, and that's exactly what you guys are.
Yeah, the Avalanche, they've outscored opponents on this trip 31-13, and that's pretty good. And also pretty good, Eustace Annan, 30 saves last night. Give me your take on, once again, another, I think, they win 4-3, but Annan continues to show that he, I think, could very well be the answer to backing up Georgie.
Yep, and he didn't look as good as he did in his, I would say, previous 3 games. But anytime you're making 30 saves on a team like St. Louis, who had the other longest win streak in the NHL up until that point, I mean, that qualifies you. So it wasn't this epic performance that we had seen prior, but again, it's enough to get the win. And so he gets 2 wins on the road trip. Georgiev gets 2 wins on the road trip. And that's the sort of balance you're looking for in between the pipes going down the stretch. And so on in 4-0 in his last 4 starts, numbers are good. And the team in front of him reflects his play in between the pipes.
Connor McGahey, radio voice of the Avalanche, joining us in the program. And Jaron Bednar said this last night too, Connor, that that the new guys have made some major contributions. Mm-hmm. For example, Casey Mittelstadt scores a goal for the Avalanche last night, a guy they picked up in the deal with Buffalo, and Bowen Byram going there. And so those guys continue, the Sean Walkers, those players continue to make their presence felt, even though it's only been just a couple of games into their stint with the Avs.
Yeah, Walker, two goals versus Edmonton. That's his first career multi-goal game. Almost had a hat trick to win it in overtime. And I was walking out of morning skate yesterday with him in St. Louis, and we were joking. I said, what happened there? Shockingly, he goes, I'm not even kidding. Puck must have rolled on me because I don't think I would miss that bad. I think it did, looking back at replays. So, but his style of play fits perfectly. A good defender, excellent skater, right-handed shot, which is important. Casey Mittelstadt, a four-game point streak, two goals, two assists. He's a +5 in his five games with Colorado, and has just been everything you could ask for. 16 goals now on the season is a new career high for him. I know, obviously, 14 of those coming with the Sabres, but his defense has been underrated. He's reliable. He's got some of the best hands, frankly, that I've seen in a long time. And he's exactly what the Avalanche needed to find a second line. And they have that now with the return of Arturi Lehkonen. Trenin and Duhaime is just meat. Just a lot of meat. And they're tough to play against. Trenin pretty good from the dot. He and Duhaime also have some skill as well. So everybody has done exactly what they were brought here to do. Trenin and Duhaime are hitting machines. And again, they caused some chaos and caused some scoring chances. I mean, Trenin had four shots in that game versus the Vancouver Canucks. Didn't get the luck to get the puck to go in, but that was the second most on the team in Vancouver last Wednesday night. So everything is going how we have foreseen, to paraphrase the Emperor for Empire Strikes Back.
Very good. Avalanche Blue Jackets coming up on Friday. You got something, Buckeye?
Real quick before we go, going to test Connor's Avalanche history knowledge.
Oh, no.
Do you know the last active Avs player tied directly to the Eric Lindros trade?
Let's see. The last active Avs player tied directly to the Eric Lindros trade.
Yes.
Boy, because it would have been the two first-round picks that they got. From Philadelphia, right?
It's a ways down the way from the original trade, but he can be tied directly.
Interesting. I'm fascinated. I don't think I'm going to get it. Please tell me.
Father also played for the organization.
That
would be one Paul Stastny.
Paul Stastny. How about that?
It's five draft pick trades or five trades down the line, but it is tied back to essentially the Rob Blake trade.
That is a fantastic piece of trivia.
There you go.
Good job, Buckeye. Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks, avalanchedb.com, for that.
And you know, you mentioned Galaxy Quest, by the way. I'm so glad that Hans Gruber was able to go into witness protection and turn into Dr. Lazarus. I'm glad to see that happen.
By Graptar's hammer.
Yes. I love that movie, by the way.
And I do too. It's so good. If you haven't seen Galaxy Quest, it is worth it. It's brilliant.
It's some brilliant stuff. I totally, totally agree. Mm-hmm. All right. Connor, appreciate it, man, as always. Thank you.
You bet, boys. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. All right. Connor McGahey with us. A little bit of everything.
Yep.
As always.
You nerds.
Planet of the Apes. Galaxy Quest.
Empire.
Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost. Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit of everything with Connor McGahey. All right. Text or call the show today.